We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We are starting 10 lines from the top, by the Tudat Gufa. There's a long brisa in the Tosefta here that brings down a bunch of different things that someone does is Chayiv Misa V'dei Shemayim, Gufa, Ve'elu Sheva Misa. The following Averis get the Oynish of Misa V'dei Shemayim. Ha'oichal Es HaTevel, someone who eats Tevel. Tevel is Tvua, they didn't take off Chuma Maestris from. The koyin tamei shachol truma, a koyin who was tamei and ate truma tahira actually. The Afka truma tahira was eating more later on. That truma tamei is not chayv misdei shvayim, only if he eats truma tahira. The zar shachol asat truma, a zar that ate truma. The zar means a non koyin that ate truma. The zar shimesh, a non koyin that avoided in the base mikdash. The tamei shimesh, someone who was tamei that did avoida in the base mikdash. That's another example of someone who's chayiv misa v'dei shemayim. Just like we have a zar shemesh, a tamei shemesh, the tful yoyim shemesh, and a tful yoyim that did avoida in the beis hamikdash. Also, tful yoyim is someone who's tamei went to the mikvah but didn't wait for the evening. It's also a type of tuma. So he also is chayiv misa v'dei shemayim. Mechus v'gadim, someone who does avoida without all of his v'gadim. That means the kohen hetit has 4 v'gadim, and the kohen gadol has 8 v'gadim, and if they're missing one of them, then the chayiv misa v'dei shemayim, if you do avoida, we're missing one of the begadim. U'mechusa kapara, someone who already went to the mikveh and had harav shemesh, but it's a type of tumah that needs a carbon, for example, a zov. So there, he did avoida, he's also, he goes to the base of mikdash, yosef chayiv misa v'dei shemayim, shaloi, rochatz, yadayim v'raglayim. If he went into the base of mikdash and did avoida without washing yadayim v'raglayim, v'shesu yayin, someone who drank wine and did avoida, means a kohen who did avoida with drinking wine, v'shesu yayin, or pri roish, someone who grew his hair more than 30 days and he did avoida, also in case with some v'chayiv misa v'dei shemayim, and that's all those things v'dei shemayim. Aval, orel, someone who didn't have a mila, a kohen didn't have a mila and did avoida, or v'oinen, or oinen and did avoida. The Yoshef, we did avoid the sitting, ain't on the Misa, Elabazar. It's also to do it, but there's no Misa. What about Bamum that did avoid? What's the Einish of Bamum? Bamum, Rebbe Eimer B'Misa, gets Misa Shemaim, Chamarim B'Azara. It's only Azara, it's Alav. Hezid B'Mi'ila. If someone, B'Mezid, was Nena from something of Hektish, they did B'Mezid. Rebbe Eimer B'Misa, V'Chamarim, Rebbe says Misa, V'Chamarim B'Azara. Chamarim say it's B'Azara. So these are all these halachas of the Tosefta. We have a bunch of things chayiv misa v'dei shemayim. We have a bunch of things that are not the only chayiv azara, and we have some things that are machlokes. Now the Gemara is going to go through all of them and bring the makar for all these different halachas. So the Gemara, ha'ichla sat tevel menolin. How do you know if someone eats tevel that you chayiv misa v'dei shemayim? No mashmul mashmul leizem. And I am ha'ichla sat tevel shuv misa. How do you know someone eats tevel is b'misa v'dei shemayim? The chesiv it says in the pasuk, v'lo yichalu es kotche bnei Yisrael. So here it says, "Es asheyarimu l'Hashem." It sounds like something I'm going to take off tshuma from. I should not mechal that. So by sidim literally makasim medaber. We talk about something that you're going to. It says lo yichalum. You shouldn't be mechalit. Eat it with tevel. Something I'm going to take off tshuma. So this is the makar for the iser of tevel. How do you know it's misdei shemayim? It just says alav lo yichalum. We learn out the Gzeres Shava. It says Lo Yichalu over here, and it says by Tshuma, V'shomru es mishmarti v'lo yisru lav chet u'meisu bayi ki yichalu ani Hashem mekadosham. That says there shouldn't eat Tshuma b'tuma and yichayev misa there. There it says u'meisu bayi ki yichalu, and we learn out chilul chilul mitshuma ma lahalon. Just like by Tshuma misa afkam by tevel b'misa. So that's a lachas misa v'dei shemayim. Break the Gemara. Why don't you learn at chiluch chiluch from noiser? But neilav chiluch chiluch from noiser. Mal halon, just like by noiser, it's an iser koris. Av kam koris. Here also there's an iser koris. There it says also lashon chilel ki es koris Hashem chilel. So there it says v'ach oichlov. Someone eats noiser avoyno yisa ki es koris Hashem chilel nichas or nevashi ma'amel. By noiser he knows he chayev koris and says chilel this. So why don't you learn at chiluch chiluch from noiser? They chayev koris. Now, what's interesting in Karas and Misa v'dei shemayim? So in the Rishonim, there's machlokes what the Nafkin mean is. According to Rashi, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chaf Hei, the difference is that Misa v'dei shemayim dies without children. and a karis dies without children, and misa de shemayim is ein zari nichras. His children don't die. That's the fi Rashi. Nafkina is karis is he dies early with his children, and the misa de shemayim is only he dies. That's according to Rashi. Taisa says no. Taisa says that the only time Karis is Ariri, if it says the Pasuk Ariri, but Stam Karis does not die without children. The Nafkin, the Karis Eshvayim, according to Tosis, is Karis dies before 60, doesn't reach his 60th birthday. Mis Eshvayim means he dies earlier than he's supposed to. The third pshat is in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis over here in our Mishnah. He says the difference is like this, that Vizua Misa B'de Shemayim U'pachis Mena Karis Fisha Mechuyiv Karis Yishar Einish Lav Acha Hamisa. The difference is, Karis does not get a kapara with the Misa. He still needs a kapara. He still needs some Gehenim. Masha'inkein, Misa Shemayim, that alone is his kapara. That's the difference between Misa Shemayim and Karis. So our kapara is a bunch of nafkaminas in the Rishonim. So the question is, how do we know to learn out that Tevel Chai Misa Shemayim, we're learning out from Truma of someone who's Tamei ate Truma, want to learn out from someone who ate Noisa, which is Chayiv Karis, Venel, Chilichilim, Noisa, Malam Karis, Avkam Karis. So the Gemara, Mistavro, the Truma Avli Lemelev, because the similarities to Truma are a lot of similarities. Shekane, why? What are similarities? First of all, Truma. The similarity is that both have Sheiches of Truma. Truma is Truma, and Tevel has Truma mixed into it. Number two, Chutz Laretz, which means it's not Sheich to have Tevel or Truma in Chutz Laretz. Masha'inki Noisar was knowing Chutz Laretz in the Midbar, and Rashi says B'shas Heta Abamas, which is interesting. Rashi says that when B'shas Heta Abamas, it's even Mutter B'Chutz Laretz. But like upon him, he's saying Noisar was Shaykh in Chutz Laretz. So that's another similarity between Truma and Tevel, not like Noisar. So number one is Truma, Chutz Laretz. Hutra Barabim. Hutra means another that has a Heter, you could take off. There's a hetele yisura. Hutra means it's not heard of Rav. Hutra is a heter, the hetele yisura, which means that by tevel you could take off truma, and you could take off truma and make it mutter, and truma also you could be tevel and make yourself not tame anymore. So it's hutra. Another thing similarity is by rabim that both chilels are chiluloi. Leichalulu it says by tevel and says by truma also. It says chilel. So here it's a lashon rabim. That's the fourth similarity. Peiros, they're both peiros. It's fifth. Pigal noiser is six and seven. They're altogether seven. Pigal noiser means it does not have pigal noiser. Truma does not have pigal. Both truma and tevel don't have pigal or noiser. So it's seven similarities between truma and tevel. Frank the Gemara, Adi Rabim, noiser alameilef. Noiser is also similar. Why? Shekein posel. Which is that there are a few similarities here. What are they? That Noisa and Tevel, both of them are psul of the Meichel. So Pasul Oichlem goes together. They're both, it's a gavra. It's not it's on the person. By Truma, the person's tummy. Here, Tevel, it's the food itself has a chasarin, is some has an iser, and by Noisa also the food itself has a chasarin. So first of all, Noisa and Tevel are similar, they have psul Oichlem. And number two, is that Tevel and Noiser don't have Tahara b'mikvah. You cannot be Tevel in the mikvah to make it better, and Noiser either. But a Tameh who's Betruma, he could do Tahara b'mikvah. So it's similar to Noiser in two ways. So it's Tavara Pashat, but Hanach Nevishin. L'chari there, it's seven against two, so it's not even close. L'chari, it's more similar to Truma. Another Tahara says, Ravina Amar, Chil de Rav Modif, that the ikab reason why we learn out from Truma is because both have lashon rabim of chilu lechalu and chaluhu rather learning from chilu. So the bottom line is we got through the first one that it says in the brayso that ha'ichlas a tevel is chayim misa b'de shemayim. The makar is chilu from Truma. Zok the Gemara Vayit explaining the brayso. The koyin tomei shachol Truma tahir menalim. How you know the koyin tomei that ate Truma? Tahira, Hairo is Chayiv Mista Shmayim, Damashmuel, Menayan Lakayan Tomich, Echotum Tarashum, Mista Shmayim. The Chib says in the Pasik, Vishamru is Mishmarti, Velo Yisu Alav Chait. And it says, Umesu Baiki Chalu. If someone eats it when he's Tame, eats Chumo when he's Tame, he gets Mista Shmayim. And the Diak is, Sai from the words of Shmuel and Sai from the Braisa, Tahira in Tame Aloy, only if it's Chuma Tahira. But if it's Truma Tameya that a Tomei eats, you're not Chayv Mister Shemayim. What's Pshat? Tomei Shmuel Rav Lazar Menayin LeKoyin Tomei Shachol Truma Tameya She'ena. That some Koyin Tomei eats Truma Tameya She'ena B'Misa She'nema. It says in this pasuk, "Umeisu Boy Ki Chalu." You're going to die Mister Shemayim because you mechal the Truma. Parat is going to exclude a top on base. Parat Lazush Mechalos V'Medes. Prat is going to exclude Truma Tameya that already is Mechul by itself. There you won't be Chayiv Misa because you were not Mechal. There was Mechul already. It wasn't you Mechal by eating it. It was Mechul already. Therefore, it's not included in the Misa of the Shemaim. So only Truma Tameya is included in the Misa of the Shemaim.